offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. You'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
It's day three of a teacher strike, and many union officials are digging their heels in, saying they won't give up until teachers get more money, smaller class sizes, and more staffing. The union also wants the L.A. mayor to get involved. Netflix announced their basic plan will go from $8 to $9 a month, while the most expensive plan will go from $14 to $16 a month. The streaming service has raised their rates 4 out of the last 5 years, and financial analyst Rick Minoris tells CBS This Morning, this is par for the course, and most people just are used to those charges coming out of their account.
It's a monthly plan. It is something that you sort of just set it and forget it, like many other monthly subscription services. It's almost an afterthought when you're scouring your credit card bill and that $12.99 a month comes around. You're usually fine with it.
As far as how many more price hikes consumers will put up with, Minoris believes...
There will come a point where people say, you know, mas. But until they get to that point, you're going to see Netflix nickel and dime about every year or so and adjust their prices higher.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
After missing paychecks due to the partial government shutdown on Friday, the number of TSA agents not showing up for work has grown, forcing some passengers to wait in long lines at airports as airports continue to make do with slimmer security staffs. Some airports across the country are doing what they can to help out the TSA officers who are not being paid by feeding them breakfast or even giving them lunch or care packages. James Keyes is a TSA worker. He says it's getting harder and harder to work without getting paid.
Everyone's angry, everyone's upset, and everyone's scared. It's demoralizing because you go to work and you expect, you know, pay for hard work, and you wake up and your bank account's empty.
A home improvement TV star makes an announcement, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Are y'all ready to see your fixer-upper?
Absolutely. Yes. Let's go.
Chip and Joanna Gaines hosted HGTV's popular fixer-upper. And now Joanna Gaines is trying a new venture, announcing that she's releasing her first children's book with her own children serving as co-authors. The new book will be Joanna's second. She recently debuted her first design book, Homebody, A Guide to Creating Spaces You Never Want to Leave. Fixer Upper ended its 5-season run on HGTV last April, although it's still running in reruns.
A new study found that Americans spend nearly half their waking hours looking at screens. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is your weather report. It is a brisk 34 degrees outside right now, mostly cloudy right now. And in case you haven't heard, it's going to be an interesting forecast today. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear with a low around 22, light winds. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 33. And then... snow, mainly after 8 p.m. I've heard different things from that. Might start a little bit later, closer to midnight, with a low around 27. Now, could be snow, 1 to 3 inches possible. Could be wintry mix. Either way, it's most likely to affect the commute. So please be careful. Allow extra time on Friday morning and slow down, folks. Slow down. It's not that big of a deal if we're going a little bit slower. All right, so Friday, the snow should be ending mainly around 8 a.m. Should hit into the 40s, though. That should help a little bit, and then it's going to rain for a little bit. Watch out for the black ice Friday night because it drops to the 20s. Saturday, snow will begin most likely in the afternoon after 2 p.m. Good chance of precipitation going into Saturday night. Again, more snow into Sunday, and then it should change over to rain before 11 a.m. That's what we're looking at right now, kids. All right, so please be safe out there no matter what you do. Allow extra time and be courteous. Be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Our phone number at the center is 908-627-7020. And, boy, we are off to a rousing start today. Aside from the news that's going on with the weather, it is a beautiful day in Hunterdon County. And thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. I see Terry. I see Coach Terry, got to say that there. Kathy, look at you. Carly, Holly, Kim, Christine. My goodness, is this the fan club or what? I love you guys. Thank you. Clapping it up for you all. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I'm making the sound go off the chart here. Ron, boom! Ron's watching in too. Awesomeness, awesomeness. Listen, we're going to have a great show today. And hey, Bart, I see you too, man. Good to see you. Listen, as I do this topic today, if you have comments, if you have questions, you can always post live on the Facebook comments there. Of course, we're going to post this link later on today too. It is an honor and a blessing to be here with you today. Okay. So a couple of things real fast. Very, very importantly, Amy, I see you. Very, very importantly, we are, we kicked off our January 10-week challenge. We're in week two right now, but that doesn't mean you can't start. What's that, Mark? What are you trying to say? What I'm trying to tell you is that if you need to change your life, get stronger, lose weight, gain energy, sleep better, be a happier, have a happier, healthier, more fulfilling life, you can start your 10-week challenge any day you want. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Boom. That's the way we do it here at the Max Challenge. We're not going to wait 10 weeks to help you change your life. We're going to help you today. 908-627-7020. That's the number. We're running enrollment specials right now. And boy, oh boy, I love saying this because our last trial class was such a humongous success thanks to our members and their success. So I got to just give a shout out to every single member of the Max Challenge. We are successful because you are successful, and we owe it all to you guys. Clapping it up for every single member out there. Boom. I'll tell you right now, it's because of your successes and your dedication to your health, to your children, your grandchildren, to your partners, your spouses, to you, to that reflection in the mirror. Your successes and your love are the things that propel us as a center, as Team Clinton, to success also. So we are going to be having another trial class free, open to the community on January the 27th at our center, 1802 Route 31 in the wonderful Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, okay, in Clinton, right on Route 31 North. We are going to host a trial class on Sunday, January 27th at 7:30 a.m. The event is up on our Facebook page. You need to register. Members, if you're listening and watching, and I know you are, please share that event on your timeline because you can change a life. I mean that. Think about how your life has changed, right, Christine? Think about how your life has changed because of this amazing program and the people that are here, and you can do that for someone else. So please share it. Invite people. fill out the response on the events, secure your spot there, all right? Oh, my goodness. There's just so many amazing things going on there. We had such a great class this morning. All the classes this morning so far, so good. You guys looked like you were having a good time, having fun, breaking a sweat. And, you know, we all walk in. It's something that I said to the 5 a.m. class. I asked the people in the class to look around. And this pertains to the subject of today, our topic today. And I asked everybody in the class to look around at each other. And I said, you know, the world, the media, so many forces in the world and life want us to always focus on our differences. I said, well, I'm going to tell you one of the biggest things that everybody standing here, and I mean in the center, have in common. And I don't mean just the 5 a.m. I mean every single member of the Max Challenge of Clinton has in common. And everybody looked around. And I said, every single person here wants to change. They all came in here to change something. I don't know. We all have different goals. It could have been to lose weight. It could be to get stronger. It could be there's a wedding coming up. It could be you're going on vacation, family reunion, high school reunion, what your doctor told you, what you're afraid your doctor might tell you. I don't care what your goal is. Every single member is there to change. Hey, Sue, I see you. So with that being said, knowing that we all have goals, it is January 16th. And I got to tell you, it's really great to be here today. And it's something I mentioned to the 5 a.m. And I know Ron and I were talking about it. We have, and I hope it's okay to say this, but we have been open 6 months officially 6 months today. Hey, Jenny, see you. Officially 6 months, clap it up, and we have made a huge impact in our motto, our mission statement for this year and forever probably is to impact our community to help change lives for the better, and we are doing it thanks to our members and the dedication of Team Clinton. You got Ron and Lauren Adelstein, the owners, the driving forces behind this. We have Megan Smith, who's our lead instructor, and she's just getting ready. I don't know exactly the date, but she's going to be having a little baby Smith again, a little baby Max Challenge person. We have Jillian, fantastic instructor and front desk membership experience leader. Sarah, amazing instructor, front desk. We have Kim and Scott, who were former, who are members technically, I guess, but they were members first. And then became coaches and are now instructing. And folks, this is the team. And by the way, I'm your host. I'm Mark. I'm the head motivator. I don't know. And center manager and instructor extraordinaire. I'm joking. I'm just kidding. I like to say that instructor extraordinaire. Listen, this team is dedicated to helping you change your life. Okay. So mark your calendars for January 27th. The topic for today, I got a few seconds. I got to take a hard break here. Topic for today is we are halfway through the month. That's why I figured it was January 16th. I'd mentioned this anniversary. We're halfway through the month of the first month of the new year. How are those resolutions going? I know some of you made some. We're going to talk about those resolutions and see how you're doing. Don't you move. Be back in just a few seconds. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. Be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only, the immense and amazing Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our number. And that's right. We are here to help change lives in our community. That's right. Yuppers. That's what we're doing. I had to get that in there. Yuppers. All right. Listen, we're talking about New Year's resolutions. I know some of you made some, whether you're a member or not. Some of you made some. Now, to be clear, I'm not a huge fan of New Year's resolutions because it is typically socially acceptable to not follow through on them. It's socially acceptable to fail at them. You're in good company because the majority of people, by this time, by January 16th, if they or you have resolved to not, you know, to go to the gym, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to exercise 2-3 times a week, whatever it is, right now is about the time where you're going to start slipping just a little bit, a little bit. And so I really wanted to talk about that. And the topic of the show is, hey, how's your New Year's resolutions going so far? And that's my question to you. Again, here at the Max Challenge of Clinton, we don't really believe in resolutions. We believe in goals. We believe in identifying barriers and obstacles to your health and your fitness levels. And we will help you identify those barriers and obstacles. And we're not just going to help you walk around them. And we're not even just going to help you to step over those obstacles, those little roadblocks. We show you how to crush the hell out of them. And so many of you have been doing this, and we are proud of you, members. So when we look at, and if this is you, talking about the New Year's resolutions, there's certain reasons, and I'm going to kind of contrast these reasons as to why we start to fall behind on these things. Now, this may apply to you whether you're a member or not. All right? This is not a judgment at all. All right. In this studio and in the Max Challenge of Clinton, I think we are that judgment-free area there. That's what we have. We're not looking to do that. But what I want to do is educate and inform, because when you need to make a decision as important as getting healthier and fitter and living longer and feeling great and having more energy, you want to gather information. And that's what this is about today. This is about giving out information, disseminating this information, and letting you make up your mind as to what to do with these New Year's resolutions and where to go with them. So when you look at the psychology behind failed resolutions, all right, there's a couple of reasons why these very good and practical goals don't get accomplished, all right? And there's going to be certain principles you're going to hear today that you can apply to other parts of your life, I'm sure about that. First of all, I want to talk about the idea that you've made this resolution and you've bitten off more than you can chew. A lot of times when you identify a major change that you want to make in your life, such as losing weight, getting stronger, getting toner, more flexible, better cardio, whatever it is, and again, you can apply this to other parts of your life. When you identify that change you want to make, you want to make that change and you want to make it huge change. It's the new year. I'm going to make a huge change. I even spoke about it this morning. I said to my class, it's a new year, but you can't bring an old mind, right? You need a new mind for the new year, because if you bring the old mind into the new year, then nothing changes. So you're excited and it's like, oh my gosh, the holidays are over. I can stop with the cookies and the eggnog and, you know, all this other stuff and the parties, and I can look past that. And now it's a brand new year. And so I'm going to make this huge change, big change. But you don't plan ahead enough. See, that's the great thing about the Max Challenge of Clinton, is we help you to plan out your success with these things. So, for example, you do this broad general change you want to make. I'm going to eat healthier in 2019. That's actually a good goal, but it's kind of vague, isn't it? It's kind of vague and abstract if you really think about it. I mean, are you going on a specific plan of eating? Are you just going to not eat fried foods? Are you going to skip your morning bagel and cream cheese and, you know, have some, you know, fruits instead? See what I mean? So these big goals sound great, but you really need to pick some place to start with them. And what we've found in our experiences here, as a team Clinton, what we found in our experiences here is sometimes people lack a starting point. They're not exactly sure where to start with these very good goals. In fact, I did an episode here of Max Living a little while back. Hey, Kathy, super proud of you. Super proud of you. Okay. And thanks for sharing your story with me, by the way. I appreciate that. Listen, I did an episode of Max Living a couple weeks ago about, you know, just starting, like, where do I start type thing. So you can look back, you can look back on the links and you can find that episode. It's a really good thing there. But you need to pick some place to start. But be specific in your goals. Mark, I want to lose weight. Fine. How much weight do you want to lose? Okay. Make them reasonable goals. Okay. If at the end of 10-week challenge, you know, maybe you need to lose 100 pounds or 80 pounds, that's fine. May not do it in the first 10 weeks. You know, let's be realistic. But you want to set those goals that you can get to, where you're going to lose 5 pounds or 10 pounds in a certain. I've said this to many, many clients in the past who, let's say if they needed to lose 80 pounds, I said, you're not going to lose 80 pounds, okay? You're going to lose 10 pounds 8 times. Look at that. Just do it 10 pounds at a time. Or you're going to lose 5 pounds 16 times. So go from there, all right? But here's the other thing too. Aside from setting these goals in a very grand scale and also a somewhat ambiguous and vague scale. Megan, I see you. Hope you're feeling great today, kiddo. Good to see you here. Thank you. I mentioned you earlier, by the way. I was telling everybody about the little baby on the way, so it's good to see you. So aside from just the grand scale of and the possible vagueness of, you know, a goal or a resolution, a New Year's resolution of I want to eat healthier, I'm going to get in shape. I mean, what does that mean? That's so different for everybody. When you're saying you're going to want to get in shape, does that mean you want to be able to do 60 push-ups and, you know, hold a 1 minute plank, or you want to run a 5K, whatever it is, you get specific with those goals. The other thing too, is it's very natural for us as human beings to shift our habits and our preferences as time goes on. And we all know this, life changes. In fact, I've said this many times, that life changes in an instant. How long does it really take for you to make a change? The answer to that is one moment. That moment could be now. That moment might be 5 minutes from now. That moment might be 5 hours or 5 days or 5 weeks from now. Whatever it is, your decision to make a change only takes one moment, no matter when you do it. So you should do it now, especially if it's a good change. So as circumstances change, as life changes, it is our nature as human beings to basically kind of shift our habits and preferences around this. And I mean, these are unexpected changes too, not even ones that we are planning on. So for, you know, for example, hey, Shauna, good to see you. Thanks for watching. You know, for instance, you know, you're planning out what your career is going to be, and all of a sudden your company starts layoffs. And the next thing you know, unfortunately, you know, you're looking at your job being in peril. Meanwhile, you have also committed to exercise 3 days a week and eat better. The fact of the matter is that things are going to change. So to commit to this one vague resolution for 12 months, for one full year, you're not really planning ahead enough to take into account. And you know something, Ron, this is almost a 10X talk here. You're not taking into account the obstacles and preparation that it's going to take to succeed at that goal. And therefore, when you approach it unprepared for such a long-term period, you can fail. You can fail, and you're very likely to do it. You know, hey, Kristen, good to see you. So the fact is that things change, and committing to this one particular resolution and having the grand scale goal setting time of one full year, that's not really how humans work. That's not really how life works. See, that's one of the fantastic things, I think, about the Max Challenger Clinton program. It's not just amazing classes, you know, 45-minute classes. They're not just amazing and exciting and inspiring classes. They are it's a nutritional plan that's simple, okay, not selling you pills or potions. Right, Megan? It's not selling you pills or potions. Here's the thing. What it takes into account is that we need to set our goals that are reachable. That's why the first thing you're going to do is 10 weeks. And what do we say on week one, day one? It's only 10 weeks. Okay. Next, here's one of the other reasons that New Year's resolutions fail. You get caught up in this whole New Year thing, this whole energy and excitement and the hype of it being a brand new year. Okay. And here's the thing. And this is interesting, and I want you to listen to this, because goals are great, and you should write down that goal, and you should stick it to your bathroom mirror, and maybe you even rewrite that goal every morning before you have a cup of coffee and stick it back on that bathroom mirror, because goals that are written down are 42% more likely to be achieved. So here's this new year. Hey, everybody, it's a brand new year. Oh, my God, I'm so excited, and this year sucked. Now I have this new year of hope in front of me. We do this almost every year. So here's the thing. You're more likely to not keep your New Year's resolution more than almost any other goal, mainly because of the pressure you are under to make a freaking resolution in the first place. You are intrinsically and societally motivated to make up a goal that you're going to make this broad change. I will eat better. Do you see what I'm saying? It's this hype that gets built up to it. So it is so much easier to fail at these resolutions than making real heartfelt goals. And you fall off the wagon of these resolutions really quickly, because most likely your heart won't be in it. Well, I'm going to eat better. I'm going to eat healthier, and I'm going to join a gym, and I'm going to go exercise. Oh, well, how long are you going to exercise? You know, I'm going to try for 3 days a week. You know, I'm going to go on a treadmill, because you know that happens. You join a gym these $10 a month big box gyms. You join them. What do? You walk over to the cardio deck. I would say 80% of us just walk right to that treadmill, and we set it for 2.6 miles per hour. And we check to make sure the TV stations are working. And then we're, you know how long I'm going to do this treadmill for? I'm going to do this treadmill for 30 minutes, man. And then like 8 minutes into it, you're like, wow, this is boring. You know, I'm going to get to 10 minutes. And then 10 minutes, you clean off the machine, you go do something else. You know, that does not, first of all, at the Max Challenge of Clinton, you will never, ever be bored. Never, ever, ever be bored. I guarantee fun classes. Sweaty, yes. We're there to burn calories, right? We're there to get in shape. We're there to get healthier, more fit, increase our fitness levels. You know, but so here's the thing. If your heart's not really in the resolution, you really have no passion to follow through on it. All right. One of the things I like to ask folks when I'm speaking to them about the Max Challenge of Clinton is, how serious are you in making a change to get healthier? How serious are you? You want to know something? I really don't know of a big box gym, you know, whether it's $10 a month or $20 a month or $90 a month, that asks that question. And I've been in this business for going on 19 years now. Whew, I can't believe I said that. Anyway, going on 19 years here, okay? So it is so much easier for you to just fall off the wagon when your heart's not in it. And especially, you listening to me, folks? Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Especially when everybody around you, practically everybody around you, is also breaking their resolutions at the same exact time you are. There's no reason to continue, because now you're with the crowd. That's it. You're with the crowd. You're serious. If you are serious about making a change to be healthier and fitter, to live a longer life, to have more energy, it doesn't matter what anybody's going to think about you. And God knows there's plenty of people around us when we set these goals. I call, and people who have taken my class and heard this power talk before, I've used this term a number of times. I call them levelers. They're levelers. They like you, and most of the times, many times, not most, many, many times, I'll give it a benefit of the doubt here, many times, they are the people who love us a lot already. They love us. They're family and friends. They care about us. And they kind of want you to succeed, but they constantly say things and do things to level the playing field. You know why? Because if you're succeeding and they are not, either they look bad or they're going to have to work harder to keep up. And this applies not to every situation, but a lot of them. So just remember, the New Year's resolution is just so easy to break for these reasons. So here's the other thing too. The next reason that New Year's resolutions fails is that, first of all, you're doing, here, put it out this way. You're doing too much too fast. Okay, you're trying to get it all done right away. First of all, that's an American thing. We want fast food results. And you may have seen the Facebook cartoon that's going around. I think Kermit the Frog is on it or something. And he's sitting there looking in a mirror. And he's like, I ate a salad today. And I've been eating well for the last 3 days. And I still look like I haven't lost any weight. Something like that. You know what I mean. But here's the thing. Hey, Coach Tracy in the house. I see you. Thanks for joining. The holidays are busy. They're nuts. And most people, by the time that the end of the year comes, with all of the holidays, people get burnt. You get burnt out a bit. And you don't give yourself, or people don't give themselves, enough time to kind of renew a little bit and reassess these resolutions and to get the willpower and the decisiveness to really carry through on what these resolutions are. And so you do these decision-making heading into the new year on very low energy, low emotional energy, physical energy, mental energy, because it's been sucked out of you by the holidays and all the running around that happens with that. And so physically, mentally, and emotionally, you're not really in a position to make a resolution and a goal that has your heart into it. See previous point that your heart isn't on it. So it's going to be difficult to keep up with almost any goal like that. All right. Though sometimes they are hard to keep. At the end of the day, resolutions from time to time can make a very positive change in people's lives. Okay, that's for sure. But these are the things that I prefer to call goals, not resolutions. If you have your heart in it, you can change your life for the entire year. Okay? This is something, hey, Lori, good to see you. This is something that I recently said to my beautiful fiance, Susan. Love you, honey. Recently, and I said, you know, we have goals. We sat down and we talked about goals for 2019. And there's certain goals. I said, if we do this right and we hit these goals for this year, it will affect the next 3 years after that in such a positive way. You see what I'm trying to say? So making a resolution when your heart is in it, making a goal when your heart is in it, can really challenge you and force you to take steps to get a clear vision of what it is you really, really want in your life. So there's ways that you can cultivate these things, these resolutions. And here's going to be a couple of hints. Okay. Hey, Elaine, good to see you. Here's a couple of things that you can look at and begin to implement. And I'll tell you right now, one of the first things is if you are not a member of the Max Challenge of Clinton and you have tried everything else, you have had the processed foods delivered to your doorstep. I'm not going to go into that too much. I tried those, you know. I didn't buy the program. Somebody I know was doing the program, and I tried one or two of those meals, and I was like, wow, that's interesting. Just leave it at that. And maybe, like millions and millions of other people, you have donated money on a monthly basis to a big box gym that didn't care if you walked in the door or not, all right? You have basically helped somebody else to put their child through college with your monthly donations to a place that you didn't visit except more than maybe 10 times in a year, all right? Listen, if this is you, then the Max Challenge of Clinton is the place for you to check out. This is the place for you for serious goal setting and serious follow-through. I'm not joking. 908-627-7020, just to say it one more time. So here's the thing. Here's a couple of things that I think can help us out here. Man, time flies. I'm having fun today. I hope you guys out there are having a great day today. You know, if you're having a great day and you're watching and listening right now, give me some thumbs up and some hearts so I know you're having a good day, because I'm glad that you're here with me. I'm glad to be here with you. I'll tell you that. So first of all, how about picking a theme for the year? Maybe a word or a saying that you can write down or print out and put it on your bathroom mirror, on your car dashboard, and you know, on your desk at work, whatever it is, to pick this theme that will reflect. There, I see those hearts. Thank you. And those thumbs up. Thank you so much, folks. You know, if you can consider something of a theme that you can constantly fall back and relate on. Oh, I love you guys so much. You guys are awesome. Look at you. I am so lucky to do what I do. I really mean that. You know, if you have this theme that is something that you could commit to memory, almost like a mantra that you can repeat to yourself, something that you can fall back on, that can really help you with goals and following through with goals too. Okay. It's one of those things that I think if you can recite out loud or in your head, if it's something that you can read very quickly a few times a day, it's something that's going to help to change your mind. All right. New year, new mind. Very, very important to do that. All right, folks. And here's the thing, too. And I made notes here about this, but I touched on it briefly before. And that's about setting realistic short-term goals that are going to get you to the long-term goals. So again, you know, most of the time when we set these large scale, large scope goals for an entire year, these things can seem overwhelming, like they are miles and miles away. And when we don't achieve them in what is usually an unreasonable time frame, okay? I've actually said this in classes before, because this is not just a physical change at the Max of Clinton. It's a mental change. It's an emotional change. For many people, it's a spiritual change, all right? Here's the thing. We didn't get like this, okay, by eating poorly for 2 weeks. Let's be honest here. We're not out of shape and overweight because it took 2 or 3 weeks of eating garbage to get like this. We all know it's been years of bad habits and poor decisions that have gotten us to this point. We're not alone, though. We're in very, very good company. But what's the one thing that every single member of the Max Challenge of Clinton has in common? We're all there to make changes. So, hey, Lauren, good to see you. Thanks for joining me today. So here's the thing. You want to set goals. You don't want to have these expectations, these unreasonable expectations, by setting major, huge, ginormous goals and then set this unreasonable time limit to do it. Once again, this is why 10 weeks means a lot, because there is a start date for you and there is an end date for you, and that is where you achieve your goals. And in many ways, you achieve your dreams of getting healthier and dropping the weight. If you set the goals, and here's the thing too, one of the things, hey, Michelle, thanks for joining. One of the things too is that Team Clinton, we're mentors in a sense too. We're not just coaching people and instructing people. We're mentoring people in a lot of ways too. So, and hopefully in this episode of Max Living Today, you're being mentored in a way too. So, hey, Terry. So moving on here, let me just keep going because I see I'm running up against the clock. I'm going to have a hard break here in about 1 minute. Okay. But we're not done yet. So don't go anywhere. Similar to setting these smaller goals throughout the year. So for 10 weeks, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. And then after I go legacy, have a legacy membership, I'm going to lose, 7 pounds per month after that. And I'm going to be doing a 1 minute plank or a 90 second plank, whatever it is. So similar to setting the smaller goals throughout the year, you want to consider getting other goals in other parts of your life, okay, that you can go after also, not just that one, but other smaller goals too. Hey, Tom, good to see you, man. So for instance, it's not going to be just that I'm going to join the Max Challenge of Clinton and, I'm going to do my 10-week challenge, and during my 10 weeks, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. And but not just that too. Maybe you need to build up your savings account. So you're going to say, I'm going to commit X amount of dollars every paycheck to go back into my savings account to build it up. That's something that you can easily do. But, don't commit $500 a paycheck. Maybe you commit $25 a paycheck to go back into the savings account. Whatever it is, do it. Follow through on it. So you're going to make these goals that are in one area of your life. Don't just focus on goal setting or resolution setting for one area of your life alone. Look at other parts of your life. Maybe you want to read books. You want to read more. All right. Do you know that the most successful people in this country read about one book every 4 to 6 weeks? That's true. There are other people. Hey, Rick, man, miss you. Hope you're well. There are other people successful in this country that read one book every week. They read 52 or more books a year. So aside from your health and fitness goals, look at other parts of your life, okay? Listen, I am up on a hard break. I'm 5 seconds past. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only ultra special, ultra amazing Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Don't move. Be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we're back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. I see Lisa just logged on also and joined us. Thanks for joining me, Lisa. Appreciate it. So we're winding down here. I got a couple more minutes just to finish up here. About, hey, how are those New Year's resolutions coming along and the ways? Now, if you missed any portion of this broadcast, the link will be uploaded onto the Max Challenge of Clinton public Facebook page. Please feel free to share this on your timelines, all right? You never know whose life you're going to change. So moving right along, I had to just kind of review my notes here and take a look to see what I wanted to finish up on here today. And here's one of the things, and I think this is super important. Folks, you need to find a goal, a resolution, a goal that speaks to you, that really resonates with you, okay? I want you to review your life, all right? Members of the Max of Clinton, you've probably done this or have started doing this because you picked up the phone and you called Ron or me, or the center, or you stopped in, or you spoke to a friend or family member that's been doing a program, and you assessed your life. You took a review of your life, and this one part stood out. I need to get healthier, for whatever that means to you. So, I want you to be passionate about this goal, though. I want you to find the benefits of this goal or goals that speak to your soul and your heart. I want to eat healthier and exercise and lose weight. Very generic. All right. Maybe you want to run a 5K. Maybe you want to bicycle a century ride. Maybe when you go on vacation this summer on that cruise, you want to wear a swimsuit that you feel comfortable in. Do you see where I'm going with this, ladies and gentlemen? Do you see? It's not just about setting this goal. It's about how it resonates inside of your heart and what it's going to do for you in real time life. Okay? I've had people say to me, I need to lose 30 pounds, and I need to get stronger. I need to get my upper body stronger, and I need more energy because this summer, this coming summer, I want to bring my son to the park, and I want to be able to keep up with him. You know, he's 5 years old, and I know that these years, they fly by. He's 5 years old now. The next time I blink, he's going to be in high school, and I'm going to miss this. And I'm not going to let being overweight and out of shape stop me from spending time with my son. People have said this to me. That's something that resonated with this person's soul, with their heart. Okay? I want you to believe in yourself enough that you can make this change. And you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do it alone. Okay? But it needs to be enough for you to be able to look in the mirror and say, I am enough and I deserve this. Okay? And whatever brings you to that point, I mean, it's different for everybody, folks. You know, I was speaking to somebody this morning about how important it is to be fed up sometimes with what we're doing and what we're allowing in our lives. Because you know something? It's been my experience that when people are fed up, they're going to do something to make changes. It's like somebody I know who is a life coach, and he was talking to a client, and this client had a goal of wanting to change jobs. Okay, but here's the kicker. How long has this person been wanting to change jobs? Almost 2 years. Doesn't sound like they're very serious. Really, why? Well, what small steps have they taken to get a different job or the job of their dreams or the job that they're going to love? Well, you know what? There's so many things that get in the way and there's obstacles. And well, has he updated his resume at all? Nah, not really. All right. Has he made any effort to do anything to get into that direction of changing jobs to the one that he wants? It's complicated. You know something? God knows, I hope Ron is listening to this right now. Sometimes you need to commit and figure it out later. Boom. 10X stuff here, babes. I'm not kidding. Sometimes you need to make the decision and do it and then figure out how you're going to get through it later. And we've had a couple of members at the Max of Clinton who have done this, and they are some of the most successful members that have changed their lives for the good in the last 6 months. It is incredible, all right? But I know when you walk in the door for that first class, there's nervousness for a lot of people. There's anxiety levels going up for a lot of people. I get that. Figure it out as you go along. But here's the great thing. You're not alone. You're not alone. You have a classroom full of people that are all there to make changes. And you have a team of experts who are filled with compassion and who are all driven towards success in their lives and in your life. They're going to take that goal and help you narrow it down and really find out what speaks to your soul, what resonates with your soul, and set those goals. That's why we have this wall. And you got to come in and see it. You got to come in and see it. We have this goal wall, which is at the beginning of a challenge blank. And we give people chalk. Members take chalk, and they write their goals on there. And some of these goals are deep. Some of these goals are dreams that are coming true and are going to come true. And I'll never, ever forget. Because, you know, you're talking to somebody here. I used to be way over 300 pounds. And I remember during our first challenge, I was vacuuming the center. We cleaned the center and disinfected many times a day. I was vacuuming the center, and I saw on the goal wall a goal that somebody had written, and it made me stop in my tracks. The goal said to not be afraid anymore. And I remember how that felt. Now, that is something that resonates with my soul and with this person's soul. So find not just a goal, not just a number, which is fine. It's part of it. find something that's going to make your heart leap when you get up in the morning because you know you're working towards it. Okay? I don't care if you want to climb Mount Everest or if you want to have enough energy to play with your child at the park or if you want to go parasailing or you just want to be able to walk up a flight of stairs without losing your breath. Every single one of those is a part of a goal, and every one of those resonates with someone who is watching or listening out there now. So we are here to help you do this. Listen, three questions. I'm telling you all this stuff, and I'm making you promises, and I'm giving you guarantees about the Max Challenge of Clinton, and here's what it comes down to. I got 1 minute left, so I'm going to give you my three questions on this. What happens if you do nothing? What's the worst thing that can happen? And what's the best thing that's going to happen? And I'm going to leave you with this, with your resolutions. If you take no action and you set no goals, what happens if you do nothing? Nothing changes. Boom. Done. Never. In fact, you probably gain 5 pounds in the next few months. Then you're going to feel worse. If what's the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen is I'm wrong. Okay? That's the worst thing that's going to happen is I'm wrong. Got that? That's not that. It's just not even a part of it. The best thing that's going to happen is you are going to crush your goals. You're going to be in the best shape you've been in years or your entire life, and you are going to find things that resonate with your heart, sing to your heart, sing to your soul, and your life will be better. Promise you. 908-627-7020. Listen, kids, thank you for joining me. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. My name is Mark. I've been your host. I'll be back next week. You guys have a great day, and remember to take it to the max. Boom!
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wednesday at the White House, President Trump met with the Problem Solvers Caucus to discuss border security and the partial government shutdown. Now, one of the men who was at that meeting, part of that Problem Solvers Caucus, is Democratic Congressman Max Rose. He joins Fox News and says, look, we need to solve this, Democrats and Republicans.
I don't care what political party someone is from, I'll take a seat at the table, and I will continue to sit down at the table to push and push and push to get this government back open.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for a suicide bomb attack involving American forces in Syria. Speaking today at the Global Chiefs Mission Conference, Vice President Mike Pence discusses U.S. forces in Syria.
We're now actually able to begin to hand off the fight against ISIS in Syria to our coalition partners, and we are bringing our troops home. The caliphate has crumbled.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The House passes a resolution With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
The U.S. House is condemning white nationalism and white supremacy in the wake of Representative Steve King's remarks in an interview recently. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, House lawmakers voted overwhelmingly in support of a resolution. In an interview with The Times, the Iowa Republican had been quoted as saying, quote, white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, how did that language ever become offensive? House Republican leadership also stripping King of his committee assignments.
And as if one winter storm wasn't enough last week, a new winter storm this week will be making its way from west to east, affecting parts of Kansas, Missouri, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio, with up to, once again, close to a foot of snow. And after the storm, expect temperatures to not reach 10 degrees in Kansas City on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price.